The New England Patriots took care of business, finishing the regular season with a perfect 8-0 record at Gillette Stadium after a 38-3 plastering of the New York Jets yesterday. And with the win, the Patriots grabbed the number 2 seed for the AFC heading into the playoffs. That guarantees them at least one home playoff game and a first-round bye. They were the only team this year, the Patriots, to win all their games at home. Tom Brady threw 3 touchdowns in the first half to essentially put the game away, connecting with James White, Rex Burkhead, and Philip Dorsett. The Pats also got a TD off a fumble recovery when Jets quarterback Sam Darnold coughed up the ball to have linebacker Kyle Van Noy pick up the gift and rumble 46 yards in for a score. Van Noy turned around to fall backwards into the end zone like he was plunging into a pool at the end of his run. Hey, linebackers don't get to score a lot of touchdowns, so let him have his fun. Jets coach Todd Bowles was fired following the game after a 4-12 Jets season. The New York Giants fought to the end, even though they were already eliminated from the playoffs, losing to the Dallas Cowboys 36-35 on the last play of the game, a 2-point conversion by Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott to Michael Gallup, and that was only made possible after a 32-yard touchdown for Prescott to Cole Beasley was reversed on video replay after first being ruled a no-catch. The Cowboys will be in the 12-team Super Bowl tournament hosting the Seattle Seahawks next weekend. The rest of the playoff picture in the AFC, the Chiefs and Patriots get a first-round bye. The Indianapolis Colts will travel to Houston to play the Texans. The LA Chargers will take on the Ravens in Baltimore. In the NFC, the top-seeded New Orleans Saints and second-seeded LA Rams get to sit out round one, and the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles will contend with the very stingy defense of the Bears in Chicago. That should be a good one. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going all the way this year. The UVM men's hockey team closed out 2018 by winning the Catamount Cup over the weekend at Gutterson Fieldhouse, securing the trophy with a 4-2 win over Rensselaer. The Catamounts trailed 2-0 before taking advantage of engineer penalties that produced 3 power play goals in a 4-minute span. Owen Grant, Max Kaufman, and Matt O'Donnell all tallied for UVM on the man advantage to secure that come-from-behind win. The Middlebury Panthers made the title game against Hobart, but they fell to the Statesmen 3-0 in the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic. The Middlebury men's basketball team made a run at Swarthmore, falling just short 82-80 at Tarbell Pavilion. Jack Farrell scored 21 of his 24 points in the second half, but Swarthmore scored the final 7 points of the game to thwart that Middlebury effort. In Western Massachusetts, the Norwich Cadets men's basketball team went to overtime against the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, but they couldn't get the win, losing 78-69 despite a big game from Jesse Davis, who finished with a double-double, 20 points to go with 11 rebounds. The Castleton University women's basketball team played the Salem State Holiday Classic, and they scored a 59-37 win over the host Vikings on Sunday, improving to 9-3 with a victory. Ashley Wilcox came off the bench for the Spartans to lead all scorers with 14 points. The Castleton men did not have as much success, ending the year with a loss to Sage College, 62-53 in Albany, and back to women's hoops. And the UVM Catamounts, they had a very tough task facing the Kansas Jayhawks yesterday, falling 77-36 at Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas.